Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It is really not the Money Watch Show, gang. It is now the Money Moves Show.
Woo!
Yes, baby.
Finally, it happened.
The overlords have come together and decided we are finally going live. And hey, it's exciting. You're listening to this in a podcast feed, an RSS feed. Great. Keep subscribing. But check us out on YouTube because now we have video.
Oh,
and you can see
goodness.
Handsome Mark whenever you want, wherever you want. And we are so grateful. So I just want to tell you, everyone who has gotten us to this point, thank you so much. Please help us spread the word. This is a little teaser episode. It's just a preview of what is to come. If you have a question, as always, go to JillOnMoney.com, click the contact us button, write us a note, check the box if you want to join us via video. And if you want to just upload a video yourself, asking a simple question, do that as well. Hope you enjoy this. We will check you out next week when we are live for good. Okay, gang, it is World Cup time. Mark, are you a fan of the World Cup?
But wait a second. Didn't you play soccer?
I did.
Yeah. So you should be a huge fan.
Not at all.
Really? Wow.
Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing. I played collegiate soccer. I played soccer in college. I was an athlete my whole life. I am not at all into the World Cup.
Wow.
It's
wow.
so bad. It's so embarrassing. You like it.
Well, I'll say, I've long had the theory that there are three very corrupt organizations in the world.
Oh, yeah, tell
us. I'm not going down that rabbit hole, but I will say one of the three is FIFA.
Which one is the second one, the Vatican?
I'm not going there.
I know, you're going to say the Vatican and there's one more.
I'm not going there.
All right, okay.
I am not going down that rabbit hole. But FIFA is one of the three.
Yeah.
Now, despite this, I've never watched more World Cup in my life than I have in 2026.
You know, World Cup is estimated to bring in like a big chunk of money into all these local markets in the U.S. And we could even see GDP rise a little bit this summer because of the spending associated with the World Cup. But there's a weird thing that's happening with the World Cup, interestingly. Like, because the tickets are so expensive, a lot of people are saying they're not spending as freely in those local markets where they go. So we'll have to see. Listen, we'll have the tallies after the fact, but I think the economy didn't need a particular boost, but in all these local markets where there is, you know, whether it's Kansas City or New York or Boston, we'll see. I don't know if you heard, Mark, my favorite thing. One of my pals here at CBS, Kelly O'Grady, did a story about how the Scottish Nationals
taken over
and
Boston.
The British Nationals taken over Boston and drinking them out of their booze.
Yes.
We can't compete on that level, can we, Mark?
No, that is not a surprise. If you know anything about those cultures, that is not a surprise.
Okay, so producer Isaac says, he sent me this story, and it says, FIFA's aggressive ticketing tactics have made this the most expensive World Cup in history. And now people are going bananas on social media because they're like, how dare they?
I mean, that's the case with everything nowadays.
That's
you see
it,
that you
man.
See that with Ticketmaster left and right.
I know.
All these places.
It's called dynamic pricing. It's how your airfares change all the time. Wait till they start doing this with restaurants.
Yeah.
They should do that soon. Okay, it sucks. I get it. You want to be a fan, you want to have access, but it's like anything else. This is actually supply and demand. Did you fall asleep during Econ 101? Here's all you need to know. When there's a lot of people who want to do the same thing and there's a limited supply of that thing, then prices go up. So high demand, limited supply, prices rise. There, you see, you missed nothing in Econ 101. But the thing is, Mark, do you think if somebody has the opportunity to go to one of these World Cup events, is it worth it or not worth it to pay up like $1,000? I can't go into everybody's financial life, but paying up for an experience, yay or nay?
Oh, yay, 100%. I mean, I can't tell you how many thousands of dollars I've spent on tennis tournaments around the world.
What is the most expensive thing you've ever spent money on? Like an event?
An event? Yeah, it would probably have to be a tennis tournament, Grand Slam.
Okay, what'd you spend?
Oh, I don't know, but I've spent thousands of dollars over the years, for sure, easily, even, you know, factoring in airfare to get to these things. So if someone has the money, if they're not going to like derail their financial lives and they want to spend $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 on a ticket and they're not going to be paying off that credit card for a year or so, sure, go for it. You only live once.
Oh,
if you have the money,
God.
Do it.
YOLO Mark. Okay, the most expensive ticket I think I purchased, I am now outing myself as basically a gay man, was Barbara Streisand in 1994 at Madison Square Garden. I paid the face value for the ticket, but it was a crazy, I mean, it's crazy to think about this. The face value was, I think, $400, yeah. Which I guess if I had to do the quick calculation now, 30 years later, it's probably nine something, was the face value. I would have paid up to see Taylor Swift. I was actually offered a Taylor Swift ticket and I didn't go, and I regret that. It was very bad. I say it's a bummer, but if you want to go, go. Be in the zeitgeist. Go like watch at your favorite pub or bar and have fun. And don't fret too much. Don't, you know, I don't want to be like one of these people who's like, oh, everything, it's not worth it. Like Mark said, have fun. Why are you working so hard? I would way rather spend on this experience, if you're going to be in it with some friends, than to do something like, I don't know, like to me, I'm just going to make the judgment here. I would much rather spend on this kind of an experience than say like, oh, I'm going to buy a fancier couch. Yeah. Like, I just would not do that. Spend on the experience. Have some fun. Let yourself live a little.